From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Duncan, filling in for Beth Ruyak, who returns next Monday. Rainstorms over the holiday weekend helped firefighters gain the upper hand in what has become the state's deadliest wildfire. The Camp Fire, which started November 8th in Butte County and devastated the town of Paradise and the surrounding community, is 100% contained. Joining us to help explain what that actually means is CAL FIRE spokesman Mike Muller. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So CAL FIRE did announce on Sunday yesterday that the Camp Fire was contained. But what does that really mean? Because the fire is not out, we know. Are we looking for a lot of firefighters to be leaving the area? What is the next step?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The rain definitely helped. And when we say 100% containment, that means we physically have a line all the way around the fire that is, you know, securing any type of burn that may be on the interior of the fire. And then again, with the significant amount of rainfall, knocked down a lot of the hot spots. So at this point, yes, a lot of resources are going to be released. And now, unfortunately, we start into the recovery process.
So at this point, do you feel comfortable that everything is pretty much under control? You're not too concerned about that fire flaring up again?
No, we're very confident. We have what we call tactical patrols that are still out in the within the fire perimeter, just patrolling to make sure there are no hot spots. But we are confident with the 100% containment.
There was concern about the series of winter storms that moved through the region last week and how that might affect recovery efforts. How did that end up playing out, and is it still a concern?
It is. When we talk about recovery, unfortunately, we still have people that haven't been accounted for. Anytime you have that type of weather, it slows the operation down. But we've brought in additional, through the Sheriff's Department, law enforcement officers to go ahead with that operation. But yes, it definitely has an impact and slows the process.
Were there any serious slides or mud flows or water issues from the storms that we had recently?
No. And the way that these storms were broken up, it worked out that we have what we call some ash flows from some of the destroyed properties. But as far as major mud flows or any type of landslides, we did not experience that just because the storms were spaced out. But we also have watershed emergency response team members that will continue to be out in the field to sustain and build up those hillsides that have been denuded by the fire.
So that could be a concern if we got hit with a series of storms down the road here a bit.
Absolutely, that the watershed repair will continue for several months.
What are the top issues right now that your crews are facing as you get into another phase of this fire?
Well, I think right now it's for the fire, the actual operations is assisting law enforcement with the recovery operations, but also the department, California Department Office of Emergency Services, the Governor's Office of Emergency Services will now move forward into the recovery process as far as removing debris and getting that neighborhood or that area, hopefully, within the recovery process back to somewhat of normalcy.
Do you know of the houses that weren't destroyed but are surrounded by destroyed homes? Are those inhabitable? Can people go back there once they have some electricity?
Well, there's going to be a lot of just it may not have significant what we would call structural damage, but just the amount of smoke, as your listeners know, we sat in that smoke for weeks on end, and those homes were right in the middle of it. So there's going to be some repairs that are going to have to be done due to smoke damage and maybe some minor infrastructure. So they still have a long way to go, even the structures that did survive.
Do we have any timeline on when those structures would allow people to have some electricity power there so they can actually do some work?
I don't. I can tell you the utility companies, that's their first priority in getting infrastructure and standing that back up so people can get back to their homes with the normal utilities.
And just looking at your week ahead, what are your priorities like right now?
I think our priorities right now are again, is making sure that the communities are safe for people to enter and traverse those areas. But also, again, working with the Governor's Office of Emergency Services, they will move forward with the recovery process. And then also monitoring the weather. We're looking at several more rainstorms and working closely with the watershed emergency response team to set up infrastructure so we do not have those large mud flows.
And how about trees that are still standing but that might be damaged? Our listeners heard from NPR about problems of dead and damaged or dying trees throughout the area.
No, there are. We have crews out there surveying trees and taking down ones that are what we would consider hazards. But then we also want to remind the public that goes into that area to be cognizant, because there are several hundred trees that have been weakened by this fire, and crews will go through and survey those and remove the hazard trees.
Are you hearing any stories personally about any additional animals or pets that have surfaced in all of this devastation and in after the initial find, but now?
No, I have not, but we do recommend if someone does find an animal to take to the local animal shelter and hopefully get reunited with their family, but we have not heard of that.
Okay. Let's turn to Southern California. I'm talking with CAL FIRE's Deputy Director of Communications, Michael Muller. Can you get us up to speed on what's happening in the southern part of our state with fires?
Well, everything in the southern part of the state is also 100% contained. Unfortunately, it looks like this week ahead in Southern California, what the weather models are showing are possible fire weather watches and red flag warnings for maybe some Santa Ana wind events, which we'll be monitoring very closely.
All righty, Chief Muller, we really appreciate you taking the time out this morning to be with us. Have a great rest of your week. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You can find more information about the campfire, including links and resources on how to help evacuees, on our website, capradio.org/insight. I'm Beth Duncan. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.